Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The Arctic air is continuing across much of the country. A new alert from the National Weather Service says dangerously low temperatures and wind chills are expected to reach the south by next week. Meantime, freezing rain in the Pacific Northwest is being blamed for over 150,000 power outages in Oregon. Blizzard-like conditions were reported in Buffalo, New York over the weekend, where the Bills and Steelers wildcard game had to be postponed until later today. Iowa will hold the first presidential nominating contest as voters go to caucus for Republican candidates. Former President and 2024 Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump makes one final pitch to voters in Iowa over the weekend. Trump, speaking with Iowa Attorney General Breonna Byrd in a virtual event hosted by his campaign. Trump saying he's not worried his supporters won't turn out to the caucuses because of cold temperatures.
I'm watching even the newscast today. They're saying the Trump voter has so much more spirit, dedication. They say they'll walk over glass that the Trump voter's coming to vote.
It's a busy week in Washington, D.C., with a partial government shutdown looming. Lawmakers are working on a two-tiered stopgap approach to fund the government. The new funding patch would keep federal agencies running on two different time frames, like the current stopgap. Funding for some federal agencies would expire March 1st, while funding for others would run through March 8th. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the United States has had intense talks with Israel to lower the intensity of its attacks in Gaza. Kirby telling CBS News that Israel is taking some steps to get there, including fewer airstrikes and pulling some troops out. In late NFL playoff action, the Detroit Lions held off the Los Angeles Rams 24-23 at Ford Field. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Sanctuary cities across the country are continuing to deal with the influx of illegal immigrants. USA's Laura Winters has the details.
The city of Chicago struggling with housing illegal aliens, the city being accused by taxpayers, many who are lifelong Democrats, of prioritizing migrants over its residents. Chicago spending a whopping $156 million on migrant housing and care since October of 2022. The Biden administration doing absolutely nothing to stop the flow at our southern border with Mexico. USA Business News now, Detroit's North American International Auto Show, moving back to January of 2025 after a less than stellar showing in the month of September, where it's been held over the past 2 years.
The rising cost of housing is keeping many Gen Zers from living on their own. A recent Credit Karma survey of 1,249 adults in the United States found that 31% of Gen Zers are continuing to live at home with a parent or other family member. Rising housing costs aren't just impacting America's youngest adults. In total, 24% of American adults, regardless of age, can no longer afford to pay their rent, according to the survey. Multiple factors have contributed to rising housing prices, including inflation, a boom in demand, and low inventory. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Bonner Cohen going to join us in just a moment. Doing something that, and pointing out something that, you know, we all see from time to time, but it just kind of comes and it goes. But it's really important here, and that is when it comes to, you know, the bureaucracy and laws that are passed. How often are they reviewed? You know, and it's amazing to think that here, 50 years down the road, we're looking at a landmark conservation bill that really, by all measure of fact, has become an abject failure. You know, we were talking about this with Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller earlier, and that is that, you know, you need to check on, you know, we use the example of what Jesus had relayed to in looking at the fig tree, right? He looked at the fig tree, wasn't doing what he was supposed to do, he cursed it, and it died. Okay, things are created in all manner of reason, not only by God, but even by man. You know, we invent things, and if they don't do what they're intended to do, the marketplace can determine if there's any value in it. If it's no value, then you get rid of it. Unfortunately, we have situations where the government steps in and they prolong the inevitable death of a bad idea. We've seen this happen time and time again. But with this conservation bill, you take a look at it and you say, okay, let's look at the fruit of all the money that's been invested in it and what the cost-benefit analysis has been. And you go, you got to call it for what it is. No funcione. It's not working, okay? For 50 years, it never will work. But Democrats in their typical ideology will say, you know, well, Bill, you just haven't given us enough time. If we had more money, we would prove to you that there is a pony under that pile of manure. No, it's a pile of manure. Dr. Bonner Cohen is with us right now. And I guess that's what you're seeing, Dr. Cohen, is that there's no pony under all that manure, is there?
Oh, no, there is not. But there's a tremendous amount of institutional dishonesty on the part of federal bureaucrats administering one of the landmark laws that you mentioned, namely the Endangered Species Act. This was enacted in 1973 to recover species at risk. And over the course of five decades, some 1,667 species have been put on the endangered species list. And we are told by government officials that 62 of those have been quote-unquote recovered. But look at it closer and you will discover that of those 62 that we are told have been discovered, 36 should never have been on the list to begin with, because we misidentified the degree to which those species were at risk. Many of them were actually quite healthy. Nevertheless, when a species is finally determined no longer to be at risk because it never should have been on the list in the first place, is then proclaimed as recovered by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service or the National Marine Fisheries Service.
This way they get kind of like full credit for this brilliance of policymaking, right?
Job.
Yeah, right. Yes. Yeah. And so you got it.
Sadly, has done is that it has turned rural landowners, be they farmers, ranchers, fruit growers, what have you, against species, because the last thing you want is an endangered species on your land, because
exactly.
It is so determined that you're harboring one, you're going to find yourself subjected to very strict land use restrictions that can go on for years and years and years. What incentive do you have as a steward of that land to protect it in such a way that it can harbor the species? Well, it turns out that you don't. There used to be an old saying that made its way around. If you had an endangered species on your land, shoot, shovel, and shut up. Because if you didn't do that, and the feds came and said, well, you can't do this and you can't do that, and if you make your living off the land, then you're going to find yourself in financial dire straits. And this charade has been going on now for a half a century. No one has benefited from this. The species certainly haven't. The landowners certainly haven't. The only ones who have benefited are the bureaucrats that administer it and the environmental
exactly.
groups who bring the lawsuits against the landowner to begin.
The landowners, right. You see, and the thing is this is a violation of our Constitution on the level of property rights, does it not?
You lose effective use of your land, but you do not receive just compensation under the Fifth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. You get none of that, and you can lose the use of that land, a part of your land, for years and years and years. So you're absolutely right. It is actually, at its core, unconstitutional.
Well, and then on top of that, then, you know, you end up in this one-way street, a situation where it's outgo, there's no income whatsoever, and then you're defending yourself, so then they end up bankrupting you. I mean, do we know, do we have an idea of how many properties have been...
You can no longer use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but do we have an idea as to the number of properties that have been, you know, violated in such a way that it has forced the property owner to surrender the property in bankruptcy?
I have seen no such statistics, but if you look at 50 years of ESA enforcement and you think of all the land that's owned privately in mm-hmm. the U.S., that number must be astronomical. And remember, it's not just the individual landowner who loses here. The surrounding community does, too. Because it usually entails more than one landowner, and that undermines the economic viability of the rural community where mm-hmm. the endangered species is said to reside.
Right.
So the cascading effects of all of this across the country over the years has been absolutely enormous, and again, it has not benefited species at risk one iota.
Yeah, and look at, as you say, the tax viability, the tax income for these individual communities is thwarted. And what kind of effect has that had?
Oh, it's enormous. And what is going to take its place? These are revenues that are never collected. Mm-hmm. The only revenues that are collected are from the landowners who still have to pay the property taxes. But the loss to the community's economic viability through the Endangered Species Act, not to mention the loss of one's constitutional rights to receive just compensation for the loss of the land, and not include the other moral aspect of all of this, the systematic dishonesty of the federal bureaucrats administering the program. So it's a triple whammy.
Yeah, the thing that's so disgusting about it is here you've got these hardworking, you know, farmers, you know, and in many cases here, you're talking generational ownership here. Bonner, and to suddenly have to deal, you know, obviously, which seems so obviously unfair and unjust with a government like this. And, of course, we know what happens with these agencies. They're such a powerful force that they can render a lot of damage to a lot of people very quickly. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Dr. Bonner Cohen after this. Stay with us.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dr. Bonner Cohen continues with us. We're talking about the 50th anniversary of the enactment of the Endangered Species Act. Good or bad? We're finding out not so bueno, all things considered. After 50 years, it has been an abject failure, the impact that it's had I would say on every level, you know, for those that are pushing issues like conservatism and, you know, being mindful of endangered species. And as Dr. Bonner broke down, those that were set aside and defined to be endangered, we found out that so many were mislabeled, mis-ID'd, and not so much the case. But meanwhile, you know, we've got farmers, we've got landowners that have suffered miserably. I believe communities have suffered as well, as you can tell, after 50 years. I mean, that's one thing. You know, they always want to talk about environmental impact. Well, I think there's several issues and several things to think about when you think about the environment. It should be considered in its totality, not just, you know, not just wind and air, right?
That's exactly right. And one of the things that the Biden administration is doing now is it's rewriting rules that help administer the Endangered Species Act. And one of the things that they nullified that the Trump administration did, which was originally imposed by the Obama administration, concerns the climate impact on endangered species. This gets this law enacted 50 years ago and drags it into, or repurposes it to a certain extent, into the great climate crisis debate that is now ongoing. And we are told that the endangered species are at a climate risk. Well, that, of course, is in the eyes of the beholder. And who is the beholder? The self-same bureaucrats who have been lying about the Act's success for decades. What this means is it gives the government another excuse to clamp down on rural landowners, on farmers and ranchers, saying, no, this species, which we say is at risk, also faces a climate risk on your property. Therefore, you must do X, Y, and Z. And this goes on and on and on. The Endangered Species Act is unique in one respect. There's no time limit to any of this so-called recovery. So it can go on for years. It can go on for decades. And what compensation does the landowner get from the loss of the use of his private property doing all of this? Absolutely zero. Nothing contrary to the Fifth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which says that the taking of a private property is to receive a compensation, just compensation. There is no just compensation for this whatsoever.
Yeah. Even worse, so it becomes a form of lawfare, and that is that they're kind of stood up, and they're put, you know, they're given targets, and you've got all these these conservative groups who come in, and these green groups that come in and attack them and sue the holy what have you out of them, and there's no recourse. Because it's already established, because, you know, the gods on high from the EPA have decided that this is the deal. And so now these property owners are, I mean, it's like double jeopardy, Bonner.
Oh, it is. And lawyers have ridden this gravy train for decades. Certain environmental groups, such as the Center for Biological Diversity, have been able to earn millions and millions of dollars from left-of-center donors to get that money, pay their lawyers to go out and sue the bejesus out of landowners around the country under the ESA, and it's been a tremendous gravy train for them. The landowners themselves have to defend themselves, so they have to hire lawyers. Mm-hmm. And so, as you pointed out, this has been lawfare, institutionalized lawfare that has been going on for decades.
Right. And as I said earlier, this is a plan that is up for in the attorneys and the legal profession. So you know how the wheels on the bus go round and round. So they're set up, you know, like you say, to ride this gravy train. Democrats defend them, and they continue on with this this lawfare. And of course, you know, the Democratic politicians are rewarded you know, by these attorneys, because they're making a ton of flipping money, right?
They are. And remember, most of the Democratic politicians are referring to represent urban areas where there are precious few endangered species. This is primarily a problem that one encounters in rural areas of the country, which, of course, makes perfectly good sense. So somebody who represents Brooklyn or Queens or South Side Chicago or what have you couldn't care less that Farmer Brown in Kansas is facing dire straits. On the contrary, these people turn out to be big supporters of the ESA. Why? Because they can reliably count on receiving very generous donations
exactly.
from the environmental groups as well as from the foundations that fund those environmental groups. So the whole system is boundlessly corrupt.
What a scam. What a scam this is. And the thing is that, you see, how do you sit in Congress or sit in the Senate, Bonner, and not be aware of this scam?
You can excuse the people who voted for this 50 years ago because the vast majority of them had absolutely no idea what the law would lead to. They thought, yes, saving endangered species is a good thing. Let's
right.
do it.
Well, they trusted the data. I mean, we already went through this. We went through it with COVID, right? So with COVID, we trusted the data.
It was drafted by congressional staffers who wrote the law for the sole purpose of creating a land use mechanism. One of them actually came out of the closet and admitted that 20 or 25 years later. During the spotted owl,
right, exactly.
ago of 30 years ago, it was. This isn't a case of a good thing gone wrong. This is a case of a law that is actually doing exactly what it was supposed to be doing.
Mm.
But today's lawmakers, as I said, have different interests. And if you're representing an urban area, you're probably not going to be affected by this, so you're not going to do anything about it.
Right. Exactly. But meanwhile, they're happy to take the money.
Oh, delighted.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So it's like, okay, don't ask, don't tell, basically. Right?
That's exactly right. Oh, yes.
Unbelievable that this is taking. See, this is how far our government and our America has slipped, ladies and gentlemen. You know, what Dr. Cohen is sharing with us. I mean, if you're not outraged, I don't know. Because the thing is, Dr. Cohen, this is the epitome of the problem that we're dealing with in the bureaucracy today, right? You could take this same model in all the different agencies, and you could probably find the same thing reproducing itself, right? It's a pandemic. It's a bureaucratic pandemic in and of itself, right? Right.
How we were systematically lied to during the pandemic by people who pretended to be acting on our behalf, by the public health establishment, the people who impose lockdowns, school closures, vaccine mandates for vaccines that aren't vaccines, mask mandates, and the like, none of which led in any way, shape, or form to the disappearance of COVID-19 and all of its variants.
Yair was, you know, first of all, they said it was going to cure it, didn't cure it, and then, of course, the language got very flexible and dynamic, didn't it?
Oh, that's right. But, you know, that's the administrative state that we have created. We have allowed to come about really going back to the New Deal. And it has become so institutionalized, along with the institutionalized dishonesty in which these bureaucrats engage. Why? Because the incentives are there for them
without a doubt.
Exhibit just that behavior.
It's Dr. Bonner Cohen. Thank you.
About how much good they're doing.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The Arctic air is continuing across much of the country. A new alert from the National Weather Service says dangerously low temperatures and wind chills are expected to reach the south by next week. Meantime, freezing rain in the Pacific Northwest is being blamed for over 150,000 power outages in Oregon. Blizzard-like conditions were reported in Buffalo, New York over the weekend, where the Bills and Steelers wildcard game had to be postponed until later today. The rising cost of housing is keeping many Gen Zers from living on their own. A recent Credit Karma survey of 1,249 adults in the United States found that 31% of Gen Zers are continuing to live at home with a parent or other family member. In total, 24% of American adults, regardless of age, can no longer afford to pay their rent, according to the survey. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, today marks the 100th day of the Israeli-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip, a conflict sparked by the October 7th Hamas raid into southern Israel, during which almost 1,200 civilians were killed. An estimated 24,000 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza since fighting began, roughly 1% of the pre-conflict population. This according to the Hamas-run health ministry. The number does not specify how many were Hamas combatants. More than half of the structures in Gaza are believed to have been damaged or destroyed, with 1.8 million people displaced inside the Philadelphia-sized region. Think about that. 1.8 million people. Relatives of hostages taken during the initial attack by Hamas held a 24-hour vigil over the weekend, calling on the Israeli government to do more to secure their return. Close to 140 hostages remain unaccounted for in Gaza. It is unknown how many may have been killed since their abduction. With us to tell us more about it is Jonathan Tobin. He's the editor-in-chief at JNS.org, senior contributor to The Federalist. And, Jonathan, we welcome you back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Thanks for having me on.
Well, you heard me break down, you know, kind of recount where we are and how we got to this point 100 days later. And, of course, we continue to pray for those hostages and the families that have been so affected. And you can't blame them And it's got to be a difficult dynamic, you know, for the administration of Israel, for Netanyahu's administration, and those that are conducting the war, because there's pressure all around, whether it is from the families of the hostages or the international community that would want them to have a ceasefire. But again, I think our audience knows my position on this is that I believe that Israel has a mission, and they must fulfill that mission to its conclusion.
Yeah, well, I think that's true. I think that's the way that the overwhelming majority of Israelis view it. The support for the war effort, for the effort to eliminate Hamas, is very strong in Israel. Obviously, the hostage families, you know, to save a loved one's life, you'd do just about anything.
Exactly.
Most people feel the same way, regardless of their political opinions. And mm-hmm. I think, you know, lurking behind all of these things, there are political forces that are looking to exploit and sort of, you know, politics has been put aside in Israel for the last 100 days during the war. But, you know, it's like in any democracy. People always want to get back to sniping at their political foes. I think that's mm-hmm. part of this dynamic. But I think whatever one's opinion about Netanyahu, whether he can survive in office once the war is over, you know, a lot of skepticism about that. Mm-hmm. That's very different from the idea of allowing Hamas to get away with it. Everybody in Israel, and I think everybody who's paying attention and not distorted by anti-Semitism, understand that when the guns stop firing, if Hamas is still in control of any part of Gaza, then they win. Mm-hmm. They win, and it's not just that they win, their genocidal ideology, which is antithetical to any notion of peace or normal life for the Palestinians or for Israelis, is out the window. And that is something that no Israeli government can accept that, no matter who's ahead of it, no matter what its policies or ideology is. We couldn't live with that ourselves as Americans. If we were locked in a war like that,
I was going to say anybody the same way, they would be making the same very hard decisions that Netanyahu is involved with. So it really behooves the cabinet, and particularly those that are orchestrating the war on behalf of the IDF and Israel, to stay focused on on the mission. Yes, they've got to do these other things in terms of trying to control the message and to be able to respond to the exaggerations, the things, the emotions that are out there. This is a tough it's a very tough situation that we wouldn't want anybody else to deal with. But the thing is, Jonathan, as you know, yes, a lot of talk about Hamas, but Hezbollah is a problem. You got the PLO, the problem, Fatah, a problem. You got the Houthis. I think the one of the generals said that they're people think in the West, oh, you're just fighting on one front or maybe two fronts. But, he laid it out, and I think it's like 7 or 9 different fronts that they're battling right now, right? And that's not even counting Iran, by the way.
Yeah, well, Iran is obviously behind all of these threats to Israel as well as to the West and to the United States. Let's be honest about that. Clearly, the main worry is in the North, where Hezbollah, which is basically an Iranian auxiliary, they take orders from Tehran, has been shooting into Israel, creating a situation that is, has not gone over into all-out war, because they are, Hezbollah is rightly afraid of what would happen to them and to their control of Lebanon if they launched an all-out war against Israel, as many people expected they would, in order to create a second front to help Hamas. But that didn't happen. That actually showed that, Iran and Hezbollah were not as strong and not as great a threat as they might have been. But listen, tens of thousands of Israelis have been made refugees in northern Israel because they can't stay in their homes. There are hundreds of thousands of Israelis who have been forced to leave their homes in southern Israel because of the attacks from Hamas. This war won't end until all those people can go home in safety. That's something that we never hear about from the American press. Now, Israel's problem is also, you know, from its main, really sole ally, United States. President Biden has, on the one hand, been rhetorically very supportive of Israel's right to defend itself and the war against Hamas. On the other, but he's also spoken out of the other side of his mouth,
Exactly. Sniping
at them, trying to hamstring their effort to actually get rid of Hamas, and that's mainly for political reasons, as I discussed in a column I wrote last week. All these policy statements coming from Biden and Secretary of State Blinken have a lot more to do with Michigan than they have to do with Israel or Gaza.
Sadly.
Because
yes.
Biden is, under attack from his own left wing, which is, sort of the intersectional left, which has embraced anti-Semitism and embraced the war against Israel. And he's losing support from his hard left, and especially, Michigan being, a place where there's a large Arab-American and Muslim-American vote. And, they don't like the fact that this administration is pro-Israel. They voted for Biden because they thought Trump was too pro-Israel,
right.
4 years ago. So, this creates a very difficult dynamic for Israel because they don't want to get into a fight with Biden in the United States. They can't afford that. On the other hand, they can't let Biden dictate how they're going to, conduct a war, which is an existential war. It's a war for Israel's existence.
Everything.
I hear, I talk to people who are serving in Israel's military, their families. Morale in Israel's army is very high. Support for the army and for what it's doing is very high because people know that the Israeli army, is not contrary to the International Court of Justice and the smears. Is not creating genocide for Palestinians. They're defending their own country, their homes, and their families against a genocidal group like Hamas. And that's something that Americans often don't get when all they get, they get their news from, corporate media like the New York Times and some of the networks that distort, what's really going on.
And, of course, a media that supports the DNC. And they're quite biased to that. And so they've been, taking care of Joe Biden's flank. The thing is some of this stuff can't be hidden, Jonathan, as you say, is that this has been a period of time where, the left wing of the Democratic Party is quite exposed and really declaring to everybody clearly what they're about. And, I think voters are seeing this. Michigan, be what it is, that's fine. But at least we now know and we're not going to delude ourselves anymore about it. I think this is what it's all coming down to. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Jonathan Tobin on the other side. Stay with us.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here. Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Satellite footage of, the damage done there in the Gaza, and it's being reported about 80% of the infrastructure and the buildings have been damaged there. It has been devastating, and no question whatsoever, the loss of life has been massive. But here's the alternative, and I think that, Golda Meir said it quite plainly, that if there was to be peace in the Middle East, that, if Hamas, in this case, were to drop their weapons, then there's the possibility of peace. If Israel drops their weapons, then Israel basically commits suicide. They're gone. I mean, this is what the River to the Sea chant is all about. They want Israel to be no more. This is nothing new. This has been going on, this ancient hatred, for thousands of years. There's been all kinds of ideas of how to resolve this conflict. And you cannot resolve a conflict when one party wants the other one totally exterminated. I mean, that has been the chant of going back to Yasser Arafat, Arabs before that. They do not want Israel to exist whatsoever. Just read Psalm 83 and get a better idea as to what's going on, or look at what's happened historically. We know that, Jonathan, whenever the United States has tried to interfere with God's foreign policy and his proclaimed land of Israel, United States interference has led to natural disasters of immeasurable number. I mean, probably close to $1 trillion worth of natural disasters every time the United States interferes. You would think by now they would figure out that a two-state solution and their interference with foreign policy or land usage there in the Holy Land is foreboding.
Yeah, well, Biden has never learned any political lessons. He thinks everything he thought 40 years ago is still true, even though it's been discredited, especially with respect to pressure on Israel to make really suicidal concessions to the Palestinians. And remember, Israel withdrew from Gaza. withdrew every soldier, settlement, and settler in 2005 in the hope of creating, you know, an incubator for peace, and instead they got a terrorist state on their borders.
Within what? Within 2 years, right? Roughly?
Yeah, within less than a year. Yeah, right. Oh. So, you know, it's sort of, Biden thinks of this as almost like a religious belief, not a policy, you know, which can be proved or disproved. But remember that a lot of what, you know, Israel is worried about right now, and what Americans are worried about with the threats to global shipping lanes from the Houthis, you know, in Yemen, this was a man-made disaster created by Biden's policies. He came into office determined to repudiate Saudi Arabia and get them to stop putting, you know, military pressure to you know, defeat the Houthis, who are an Iranian terrorist group in Yemen. And that was a gift to Iran, a gift to the Houthis. But rather than, you know, making, you know, things easier for the region, it made things worse because the Houthis just rearmed and were ready to strike now. And that's what they're doing. And now Biden has no choice, I mean, you know, but to defend, you know, the rights of free passage in, you know, in the Red Sea and leading to the Suez Canal and the Horn of Africa. I mean, that's what the United States Navy was created to do 230 years ago. This was a problem he created. His weakness in Afghanistan and his failed attempts to appease Iran helped set the stage for the atrocities of October 7th and this war. I don't think he's really learned from any of it. You know, and as I said, he's still talking out of both sides of his mouth. I think it's all make-believe. Mm-hmm. There isn't going to be a Palestinian state after this war, because the Palestinians have shown that they don't want a two-state solution. They just want a war. Now, in the long run, we have to hope that after Hamas is completely defeated, that there will be a sea change in Palestinian political culture, just as there was a sea change in German political culture when Germany was leveled. My father's generation, you know, basically, you know, he served in the 8th Air Force. We leveled Germany. We defeated it. Berlin was reduced to rubble. Many civilians, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of civilians were killed because like Hamas, the Nazis wouldn't give up until the last bullet was fired.
Exactly.
The Palestinians have put themselves in the same position, but they have a choice to sort of embrace peace and to repudiate, you know, their genocidal, you know, leaders in Hamas. We have to hope, we have to pray that eventually they do. But until that happens, Israel has to have its guard up and not allow the Palestinians to make good on their promises for more October 7th. Which is not just a threat to Israelis, and it clearly is a threat to Israelis, it's a threat to Americans as well.
Right. If not the international community. Exactly.
Is about.
Exactly.
They want
exactly.
to wage war on the West, period, not just.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, and you bring up a good point, and it's good to be reminded of this, is that what it took was it took total victory in order to accomplish what we were able to accomplish in the West and bringing peace, you know, to the West for, you know, at least a period of time. But all this modern think, you know, that crept back into, amazingly, into the United States. I think we saw a little bit of this compromise that happened first with the Korean conflict, certainly in Vietnam. And here it is, you know, 70 years later, America has not won a war since. And since then, it's been one big compromise after another. And peace has never, you know, we've never really secured peace for people. If anything, go ahead.
Unfortunately, you know, we have a political left wing in this country that has, you know, we're speaking on January 15th, which is Martin Luther King Day. Mm-hmm. But the political left, including people who purport to speak for the African American community, have repudiated Dr. King's vision. His dream of a country where, you know, his children would be judged by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. We have a left wing in this country which has been empowered by President Biden, who seems to, you know, who has the whip hand over this administration, that believe in elevating race above all this through critical race theory, through their woke diversity, equity, inclusion catechism, which promotes racial division and quotas, and which also, because Jews always are the canaries in the coal mine, it also it grants a permission slip for anti-Semitism. That's why what we've seen on the streets of American cities and college campuses, which is, you know, an unprecedented surge in anti-Semitism, and that has to be repudiated. We have to repudiate this hate at home as well as in the Middle East.
Well, the roots are communist in nature. They're Marxist in nature.
Absolutely.
You got to call it for what it is.
It's a Marxist, you know, woke ideology is rewarmed, warmed up Marxism.
And, right. Brought to you by the Democratic Party. Brought to you by the Democratic Party and Joe Biden. I mean, that's it. You got to call it out for what it is. This is why, you know, we've been, you know, encouraging our audience, Jonathan, is that we need to step away from the political damage and pandemic of political partyism and what it's done. It's divided us. We need to re-embrace these founding principles, go back to first principles, embrace those things that brought us together as a country, that when we come together and we're so affected by the brilliance and the values that it promotes, our Constitution promotes, then you hear the chants of the people, USA, 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 because at the basis of it all is, as the Bible says, when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. They're not rejoicing right now because righteousness is not reigning.
Oh, yes. Well, alas. But, you know, I still believe in this country. I believe in American ideals. And I still believe in American exceptionalism. We have to fight for it in a way that perhaps earlier generations didn't have to, because most Americans took these values for granted. They're under assault by the hard left with their, you know, intersectional lies. And we have to work for a unified, you know, humanistic vision, and to get back to this idea of rising above race. And if we do, then that's good for the Middle East, but it's basically also good for America, because this DEI based, you know, hatred is killing, has as its goal the destruction of American liberty, and that is something we cannot allow to happen.
Yeah, without a doubt. I fully agree 100%. Well, you know, the good news is, Jonathan, it's not like we have to create it all, you know, all over again. This has been it. This is part of our DNA. That part of the DNA that is intrinsic, I believe, to every citizen of this country needs to be awakened. And I think that's starting to happen right now. Is the, an awakening is taking place where people are realizing they've been lied to for a number of years, and that we need to choose rightly. And first of all, we need to, first of all, set aside some time to think about, okay, have we been part of the problem? Or we've been part of the solution. And if we want to be part of the solution, then we need to come together and unite in such a way based on these principles that you referred to, right?
I think you're absolutely right there. And let's hope more Americans can rededicate themselves to these basic American values.
Well, without a doubt. Well, look, at we have an almighty God who is in charge. He created this popcorn stand, and he says, come to me. And he's just waiting for us to come to him en masse. And I believe the pain is continuing to intensify to such a degree. Certainly in Israel, they know it firsthand. But around the world, I mean, we're all suffering to various measures. And God has the answers if we will only turn to him. Jonathan Tobin, as always, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for being with us. You take care.
Thank you.
Jonathan Tobin is the editor-in-chief at Janus.org and senior contributor to The Federalist, and we're so appreciative of him. Thank you so much for being with us.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply. the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com. 7